Dwayne Beck is back at the helm of the Dakota Lakes Research Farm, serving as interim director following the departure of Sam Ireland, who's returned to his family farm. Natalie Sturm, a former Beck student, has been hired to take over as manager beginning in January upon the completion of her PhD. For now, Beck is overseeing operations at the Central South Dakota site, guiding the farm's long-standing work in no-till systems, crop rotations, and variety trials. I spoke with Beck recently about this year's crop conditions and the results of split herbicide applications.
It worked just like it's supposed to, and weed control is good, and being good long-term no-tillers, we had enough moisture to get the plants to start. Some of our fall planted wheat was a bit marginal. Behind flax, you'll catch a bunch of snow, and then it helps fix that, but that wasn't this year. No, now with the rain, it looks like it's going to fill in okay.
We also talked about growing kosher resistance to saflufenacil, a group 14 herbicide that's been a key tool in those split application strategies. Beck says rotation, not just chemistry, is the real key to kosher control.
We're doing 2 years of warm season, like corn, sorghum in a row on a lot of our rotations, and then we got 2 years of wheat in there someplace in a row, and you really have it cleaned up. But again, when your neighbors let it roll across you, then you have to be aware of that.
The farm's annual field day is set for June 26th with a full slate of topics, including weed control, variety trials, and more, all aimed at giving growers timely, relevant data. That's June 26th at the farm east of Pierre on South Dakota Highway 34. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.